Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The world famous John Heyman and his report, brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tox, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Here he is, John Heyman.
John, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I like that intro. Very nice. World famous. I'm not sure, but I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that.
Between Twitter good. And FanRag and MLB Network, I mean, John, yeah, you could run for office if you want.
John, you are a multi-dimensional dude. You know, there's no doubt about that.
I can run for office. Of course, anybody can run for office.
Of course. Right. And maybe you can win. Do you?
I'm skeptical of that.
I doubt, John, there's any skeletons in your closet, so I would not be concerned.
And skeletons, you know, I mean? Don't even matter that much anymore.
Well, not anymore. It depends what the skeletons are.
Right,
I guess,
exactly.
Right, right.
John, would it surprise you if I told you that Monday night and then Tuesday morning, Joe and I and many other Met fans were very, 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 very concerned about what transpired Monday night?
No. No, it would not surprise me.
Do you think we were irrational for being deeply concerned about the implications of that loss Monday night?
Oh, yes. You guys are completely irrational, but that's what makes you lovable.
Oh, great.
We're Met fans, so irrationality is part of it.
I mean, they're playing great. You know, there's going to be games like that. Every team, even the 98 Yankees, I can't remember one, but they probably had games like that.
Are you comparing this Met team to the 98 Yankees?
No, but they're doing well. Let's be happy. We'll be pleased. The pitching's been good. They're getting the key hits at the right moment. The Cespedes seems energized. The pitchers are healthy. The manager's terrific. Keith's on Twitter. I mean, it's all working now.
Yeah, Keith is on Twitter, which is unbelievable.
He tweets weird things. Well, videos of him doing things.
Keith is let's be honest about this. I love Keith, one of my all-time favorite players, obviously. He's a different kind of guy. I mean, there's no question about that.
Joe, you know? The other day he tweeted a video. This is why you're so glad you're not on Twitter to see some of this stuff.
Right.
He tweets a video of him in a full Met uniform, right? Right now, in a full Met uniform.
Today, not when he was playing.
No, today. And he's showing off the cleats that he's putting on and why it would be good because it wouldn't get your feet wet. That was what he did
in
on
his
video.
Full Met uniform.
Full Met uniform. That's hat, the jersey, the whole thing.
That's unbelievable.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, Keith's a different kind of guy. There's no doubt about it.
He's the best. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's rather urbane, I would say. He's not a macho. You know, you maybe expect ball players to be
right.
You know, macho, but you know, he's intellectual.
Yep.
You know, he's really into his cat.
Civil War, big out. Civil War
big,
guy too.
Big history guy, no
like
doubt.
History,
a huge
buff.
History guy, which we are as well. So
I like that. Yeah.
Big history guy.
Yeah. Right. Museums and his cat Haji. I'm following the cat Haji. I mean, Haji may have his own account pretty soon, or her own account. I'm not sure.
You know, John, tonight, they go into Atlanta tonight. They're 13-4 after the great, you know, really terrific win last night. This is a big start for Harvey. Harvey's got to start getting it done. I mean, he's had 12 consecutive starts where he hasn't got out of the fifth inning. You know, Wheeler's actually pitched pretty well in the two games he started so far. Vargas is coming back. It's time now for Matt Harvey.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely pressure on him, and I think they don't mind portraying that. I could see reading between the lines in the quotes today, in the paper. You know, obviously Vargas is coming back, so we presume one of the two between Harvey and Wheeler will be out of the rotation for a while. I still think they'll give Harvey a little rope. I'll be surprised if Harvey's out of the rotation, but I think they'd like that as a thought in his mind anyway right now. But I would agree that it's not too long. You know, I mean, if he continues to pitch just okay and Wheeler looks better, you know, they'll eventually have to make it Wheeler. But I think they're going to give Harvey a little bit of rope.
I'm going to ask you a question, and help me out here. When you say little bit of rope, he has now made 38 starts since the 2015 run. 38 starts Would you count 38 starts as, quote, a little bit of rope?
Yes. Okay. And a little more rope.
How much? 50 starts? What's the number? Because he's been terrible for 3 years now.
Right. Well, we know that he came back from the Tommy John. Then he came back from the thoracic outlet. You know what he has in him. I mean, he's not the same pitcher. I understand that. But he does have ability, and he has been there before where he was an ace. And we're not that far removed. It was only 2015.
He was not the ace in 2015. He was the ace in 2013. It's been 5 years. He wasn't the ace in the World Series either. He wasn't their best pitcher, so he wasn't the ace in 2015.
He wasn't their best pitcher, but he was certainly a very good major league starting pitcher.
Totally fair.
And, yeah, and so that isn't that long ago, and he has a track record that's certainly a lot better than Wheeler's. I mean, not to cast aspersions on Wheeler, but if we're comparing the two, in terms of the ups and downs, we've had many more ups with Harvey.
I agree with that, but let me counter with this point on that. And you're right. You're not wrong about what you said. Harvey's certainly done more than Zach Wheeler. Next year, there's about a 95% chance Zach Wheeler is on the New York Mets, and there's a 95% chance Matt Harvey is not on the New York Mets. Don't you think that should be a factor too?
No, they should pitch whoever gives them the best chance.
And who gives them the best chance to win?
They don't have to suck up to Zach Wheeler.
Okay, and who gives them the best chance to win? Zach Wheeler or Matt Harvey?
I think you have in your mind still that Harvey can be really good. I don't think he's going to be the ace anymore, but you still have that in your mind, and you still have that hope, and you don't want to give that up. And I think they had it in their mind that Wheeler could be.
I'm telling you right now, if he pitches bad tonight, I am going to curse you out while I'm watching this game. Yeah. And I love you, John. I say that with
you. Can he pitch six innings for a change? How about him pitching like six innings?
Yeah, people curse me out all the time. You should read the Twitter mentions. So it's okay.
Okay.
I'm used to it. I will be a little hurt if it's you cursing me out.
No, but it would all be with love. It would be cursing with love.
I just disagree
with you about this. Because I'm willing. Look, Matt's going to have two more starts, and we're going to see what he does. And like Joe said, if he goes out tonight and pitches six innings, one run, that's fine. But right now, on all accounts, Matt Harvey's been bad for 38 straight starts. That's how I view it. For 38 starts over the last 2-plus years, he's been bad.
His ERA's about 6 over that time.
Correct. So I'm losing patience. I got to tell you. I don't have much left.
Yeah, but he's been better this year than he was last year.
He had a 6.70 ERA last year. Big deal that he's better.
Johnny pitches five innings every time he pitches. I mean, why? Because he had one game against the Phillies where he didn't give up any runs? I mean, come on.
You guys have high standards watching DeGrom and Syndergaard all the time. That's the way most pitchers in the major leagues throw right now, 5 innings. That's it. So his competition is Wheeler at this point. Anyway, it's not the guys who throw 7-8 innings like DeGrom and Syndergaard. They just got to be somebody in their mind that has the potential to do better than Wheeler, and I think that's fair at this point. Obviously, if it goes on a month, go give Wheeler a shot. I also think you lose Harvey what do you do with him? Is he going to be in the pen?
His big boy pants on and
that's
becomes
right.
a reliever.
That's what he does.
He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He better go do something if he wants money.
By the way, Syndergaard hasn't got through by 6 innings yet either this year.
Just to make sure
you know that, John. Okay.
Okay.
Just want
a lot of guys. That's the major leagues.
I understand
what I'm saying. I should have amended that. There aren't that many DeGroms. There are very few. They're few and far.
As a matter of fact, Wheeler's actually gone 7 so far this year. So I just want to let's get the facts straight here, right? I love you.
Small sample size, though.
Yes.
See on Wheeler. Wheeler has not had a fantastic track record compared to the talent.
No.
And what we've expected from him, Harvey has done much more, and we all agree on that.
All right, now. The Mets go to Atlanta. How about these teams in the National League East, Atlanta and Philly? I mean, both of them are off to pretty good starts. I mean, they're both 10-7. It seems like the Phillies have kind of righted the ship from the Gabe Kapler, the way it started out very disastrous for him in the beginning of the year. I mean, how about these teams? You put any stock in those two teams in this division?
I think they're probably better than we expected, particularly Atlanta, because I expected them to be dreadful. Ozzie Albies looks like a star now. Dansby Swanson looks like a new player, so they have a pretty good second base shortstop combo. They've got Acuna coming. Once he heats up, they're going to call him up. So Newcomb has looked good. We know they have talent coming. So I think they're going to be okay and better as it goes. Philly, I think, is average. I think they're an average team. Obviously they have Nola and Arrieta, so
Do we lose John?
Where'd John go?
John just kind of.
John.
Like a dropped call.
I know. That's a shame. He was breaking down the National League East so well.
He was rocking and rolling.
I will say over the last few years, the National League East hasn't been great. The Philadelphia Phillies and Atlanta Braves, and I guess we could debate how good they are, but they're clearly better than they've been in the past.
Yes.
But then you take Miami and you flush them down the toilet.
Right.
But this is a competitive division because I was looking at it. The NL East and the AL East, how are they shaping up? Right now, the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays, and I believe what I'm seeing with them, are terrible baseball teams. I feel bad for Buck Showalter. They don't have any pitching. They're not a good team in Baltimore, and their lineup is all right? You know, Jonathan Scope being hurt doesn't help. Adam Jones is off to a bad start. Chris Davis can't hit, and he's making $180 million. And Manny Machado can't wait to get the heck out of here. So I think there are two bad teams in the American League East. But then if you're the Yankees, Toronto's off to a pretty good start. And obviously the Red Sox are off to a great start. So the Yankees, at least, here's the positive. I guess pick your poison. Two teams in that division they should, keyword, should be able to beat up in Tampa and Baltimore. And in the Mets case, it's really only one bad team because I don't think the Braves and the Phillies are bad teams.
No, I mean, they're off to a good start. I mean, you know, both three games over 500 is very early in the season. So
we got John back. Continue on.
John, what happened? Yeah. Did you pay the bill?
Sure
or what happened?
I'm not sure you lost my diatribe on the Braves and Phillies, but those are not pushovers anymore. I think they're solid teams. I don't think they're playoff threats. So I don't think the Mets need to worry on that. But game to game, they're going to be a challenge.
Right,
You know, I think Albies is really good. They've got some players now that are coming, and Atlanta's going to be really good in a couple of years, but right now they're 500 teams probably at best.
On the other side, we look at the Yankees. They're 8-8. To me, you know, Giancarlo's been a disappointment, but I'm confident he'll be okay. And we talked a lot about this the other day. I think it comes down to Sonny Gray and Masahiro Tanaka pitching better because these are two guys that Cashman viewed, Boone viewed as key parts of the rotation. And Tanaka's basically picked up where he left off last year. He's either going to be really good or he's going to be really awful. And you talk about a guy that hasn't been the same. Sonny Gray hasn't been that ace that I think a lot of us thought he would be 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Stanton's stats are almost identical to what they were last year. And as we know, he hit 59 home runs and won the NL MVP. I'm not worried at all. I think he's handling it well. I think he will handle it well. I don't blame the fans for booing. That's their right. And he has not been good so far. But that is not the concern. Obviously, going in, we thought that the rotation was the concern. Sonny Gray has not been what they'd hoped. They gave up some pretty good prospects for him. And he's been kind of a guy who's been nibbling and not challenging hitters. And I think some Yankees people are frustrated. Tanaka looked pretty darn good at the end of last year. So I'm a little surprised he's not pitching better. I was surprised he didn't opt out. And I think that was probably a very good decision on his part, the way the market turned out. But he has not been great. They do have money. They did not spend wildly at second and third. They did not go for Moustakas at the end when there was talk of it. They spent $4 million on Walker, almost nothing on Drury. They're looking at rookies there. So they have money to spend, and they've stayed under the threshold. So I think they're going to look at the rotation, and that is the concern. That and Betances, they need to get him right because at his best, he's the best setup man in baseball.
Do you see Gleyber Torres coming up anytime soon?
I do. I think the time is coming. He's hot right now. He's hitting better than Wade. He's even better than Andujar. So I think he'll be coming soon.
Do you read into the fact that they're now playing him a lot more at third base? Does that show a concern for Brandon Drury?
I think there is a concern for Brandon Drury, yes. I mean, he hasn't been able to play. He's got migraines, blurred vision. Obviously, you know, he's been playing with blurred vision and playing this well. He's pretty miraculous, but you can't really play with blurred vision. And he needs to be treated. So I think there is a concern at this point for him. You know, they're not getting the production at second and third right now. So I'd say that Torres is on the horizon.
You know, they just signed Adam Lind again to a minor league contract. And, of course, Neil Walker has not hit at all to this point. Obviously, who knows when you're ever going to see Bird. How about that? You think we see him on the big team pretty soon?
I do. I wasn't sure why he gave up so quickly.
We
got Bird. He's got an injury history. It may not have been exactly the same injury, but he has not been able to stay on the field. Lind had a very good year last year. I didn't see Walker as a threat at first base to him if he was on the team. So I wasn't sure why he had given up, but now he's back. I think that's the right move. Boy, first base is tough. You get 14 home runs and bet 300, you should be able to get a job the next
year.
Not a minor league job. And look what Mark Reynolds just signed with Washington. He had 30 home runs last year. So first base is tough. There are high standards right now. But Adam Lind is a major league hitter, and he certainly can contribute. And I am also concerned about Bird, too, because as you guys have seen, he's just not been able to stay on the field.
Never
healthy. Very talented hitter, but, you know, you get
– never.
You know, the greatest ability, as all the players tell me at MLB Network, is availability, and he doesn't have that at this point.
That's important. You got to play, or else it doesn't matter. We're talking to John Heyman about baseball. Will Joe Girardi be the next manager of the Cincinnati Reds after Riggleman?
You know, I don't know that he has any connection there. I think this is Riggleman's fifth job. I mean, he's a steady hand. I can see why he keeps getting hired.
It's been a while for him, though.
Yeah, didn't he walked away from Washington.
Right.
He kind of walked away from Washington. That wasn't great timing on his part. That probably hurt him in the community, but the guy just didn't get along for whatever reason with Mike Rizzo. Wasn't working out for him. So, you know, I think he's pretty good. I think John Farrell was hired as a scout there recently. To me, he was manager in waiting. But then
we lost him again, huh?
It's going to be one of those three guys. I think Girardi has that connection with Mozeliak in St. Louis, and I think Matheny's good, and I would keep Matheny. But if it doesn't go well for St. Louis this year, I would look for Girardi there.
Wow.
Girardi does want to manage.
I could see that. I could see him in with the Cardinals.
Yeah,
I really could.
That does kind
yeah, he
of
was
fit.
Briefly a Cardinal. People don't remember that, but he was there long enough to ingratiate or get along or make connections. I don't think he did that on purpose, but they liked him there. He's a very smart guy, and he definitely knows Mozeliak and some of the other people over there.
I don't remember if it was when he was with the Cardinals at the end or when he was with the Cubs, but I remember Joe Girardi as a player made the emotional announcement to the crowd about the passing of Darryl Kyle.
Right. I don't recall which team he was with either, but yes, he was the guy. I mean, he was the leader. Northwestern Joe. I mean, he's always been a leader. He's that kind of guy. He's always wanted to manage. It was a little bit of a surprise to him and many other people that he was let go. And I think it'll be no surprise if he gets another job. But St. Louis would be the one I'd keep
an eye on. How about the White Sox? And I don't mean to fire Rick Renteria and say he's gone, but the White Sox, they're a rebuilding team. They do have young talent on the way. We know about Joe's history in Chicago. What about the White Sox for him down the road?
Yeah, I'm not ruling it out. I mean, I think Renteria, you don't know. I mean, things are not going well there for that major league team. I think their prospects are really good. Their future looks good. Eloy Jimenez is going to be a superstar. I think Luis Robert is going to be one, too. Maybe Moncada as well. Had a grand slam yesterday. Kopech throws 100. He should be an ace. They got great players coming. Renteria may get the same fate that he had with the Cubs, cross town, as soon as the team looks good. And I don't know. I don't have inside information on this. Maybe they are loyal to him. But I think that as soon as they start looking good, they might look for a sexier name, and Girardi would make sense there. You're absolutely right. From Peoria, Northwestern, and you got the Cubs. You got a lot of Illinois connections there. Not a bad call by you. Once again, you're good at this. Ever since that Pittsburgh trade,
not my idea. I can't take that. Was Ernie's idea about the White Sox?
You always say it's not your idea.
Because I don't want to take credit for ideas that aren't mine. I'll take credit for my own ideas.
You can't do that.
But not this one.
But you're the one who made it public, though.
Okay, I'll take credit for making it public then. But it was Ernie's idea. It was a good idea by Ernie. Ernie's a smart guy sometimes.
I'm going to give you credit for that idea, and I'm going to give you credit for not taking credit. So you deserve a lot of credit.
I'll take credit for if the Dodgers have a bad year, that I can get credit for. That's fine.
Are you worried about them, John? That's my next question.
They're ahead of your Giants, though. So,
I ended up picking the Rockies to win the division.
Are you worried about them?
Well, not bad.
Thank you.
I mean, the Diamondbacks look the best right now, but the Rockies with their bullpen much improved.
Big Wade.
They're a threat. That's a good division. Obviously, San Diego's not winning it, but they're good in the future, but not this year. But not bad. I like your pick. I thought you were a Giant man.
But I got scared off by the Bumgarner injury at the time, the Cueto injury.
Yeah.
There's a margin. I just got scared. I admit, I got scared.
Well, that Bumgarner injury happened, I think, 5 seconds after you predicted that they would be great.
It was that day. I know.
That would do it, too. That would spook me, too. So
It spooked me. I shied away from it.
Are you concerned about the Dodgers? You know, I tried to throw that in there. Are you worried about them at all?
They're hot now.
A little bit, yeah.
Although I won a couple games in a row, yeah.
Yeah, four in a
row.
Tough
division. Jansen's not right, as Dave Roberts admitted. You know, the rest of the rotation after Kershaw, okay, but not fantastic. They missed Turner even more than I would have thought. Seager and Taylor haven't been great like they were last year. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I want to take credit for that one because I remember
you were all
said
over that.
Chris Taylor is a superstar, and I said, give me a break. The guy had one good year. Just for everybody to be updated, he struck out four times yesterday. He's hitting 208. Mm-hmm. So the superstar, not quite a superstar right now.
And the over-under was like 95 for them, right? Like 95 and a half or something? Wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't
it was it high. It was rather high. You guys are looking good on your over-under. You guys should probably just go into gambling full time. You're very good.
You know, I didn't make the. You know what, John? I did not make the Met bet because it was not. It was not really the way I want. You know, for the money I was putting down, if I lost, I would have had to pay about another. You know, 50% more than what I would have won. So I don't. I don't like making that kind
of
deal.
What was the Met over under? 80.
It went to 82 by the time that I was ready to make the move.
Wow.
But I would have I was still going to do it. 82 wasn't scaring me off. It was the fact that, like I said, that I was, you know, the bet was it was actually a minus bet where you would, you know, whatever you bet, you were gonna if you lost, you were gonna lose more than you would have won. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, that's why the bookies do well.
Yes.
I've never heard of a losing bookie, so that's why they do well. They make it a good deal for them.
So that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, in hindsight, that 82 looks pretty juicy right now, though.
Yes.
Joe. But you look, you did well with the Yankees. You rested on your laurels a little bit. I don't blame you. You know, might as well not go crazy.
I might bet the over on the Jets. I might do the Jets over depending on how low it is because it'll be low, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. The Jets, they're not usually very good. So
yes.
I'm not an expert.
Very,
there,
very perceptive
know.
Of you, John. Just showing again your football acumen. John, your football acumen is off the charts.
My above 500 record that I was going for, if I recall, them and I can't remember now, but yeah, I was around 500, right? You might as well just flip a coin, but I'm gonna brush up this year. I'm going to do better. I promise you, I'm going to do better this year.
By the way, tonight is they're revealing, if you're interested, John, they're revealing the NFL schedule tonight, if you're into that.
The schedule? No, I'm not. They play don't they play the same teams every year?
I mean, they don't play the same teams every year.
Half the schedule is already.
But we already know the schedule. No, he's right.
Right.
We already know who's
playing.
Right,
we know who they're playing. We just don't know when.
When? That's the key.
Right.
That's the key.
Is that the key?
Yes.
When they're playing them?
That's a big deal.
Okay, sure.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't know that.
Well, now you do.
I would think the strength of schedule is the strength of schedule, whether you play somebody one Sunday or a different Sunday.
Well, you want to know when a team goes to a certain city. A guy like Iron Staten Island needs to book his flights.
Right.
And
remember this, too, about the NFL, John. Injuries, obviously, are huge. You know, you catch a team at the right time. You know what I'm saying? You catch a team when they're a little banged up or something like that. That changes things.
When? I mean, I know you guys are good with your predictions, but then you had the Dodgers thing, right? You did well with the Yankees last year. But if you guys can predict injuries, that's really – then you really should be on TV doing something.
Yeah, I'll make a prediction.
I'm not doing – that's too much work, TV.
Here's a prediction.
Plus, you got to put makeup on.
The Mets are going to have significant injuries at some point. Boom. See? I get that one right.
But I got two already.
Let's not say anything about that. Look, everything's going great so far. Mets has been healthy. I mean, it's nice to see him complaining that he didn't pitch more. Instead of he pitched too much, he didn't complain about pitching too much, but sometimes I thought he was pitching too much in the past. I think they're handling things great. I love the way the manager and the Island are handling things. They're being very careful with everybody, and I think they're doing great. I'm going to predict they're not going to be snake bit by injury.
All right.
Good. Well, from your lips to God's ears, John. How about that?
All right, good. Well, we don't want to wish anything bad on anybody.
Never. John, we always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
John, another brilliant job, great. John.
Great talking to you guys. That's
John Heyman on the baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.